Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, and that means 7 o'clock Central. And we got the latest update, brand new forecast out from the hurricane specialist back behind me. So the latest information, Tropical Storm Marco, 50 mile an hour wind, so a little lower than the last advisory, and Tropical Storm Laura, 65 mile an hour wind. So two tropical storms we're dealing with. Let's compare and contrast and see what's going on and see what we're going to have in this coming week. So one of them is, let's look at Tropical Storm Marco. Interesting enough, the center back over here, most of the convection sheared off. So you got some wind shear pushing that convection away from the center. So you still have those winds at the surface, and that could get close to the Louisiana coast as we go throughout the day. But this tropical moisture flowing up into places, Alabama, the Florida panhandle, even up into Georgia, some of these places can get some of those tropical rainfall, and those amounts get added up quickly. So you got to watch out for that heavy rain today. And also, let's go ahead and look at Tropical Storm Laura. Really the center right here, the hurricane hunters flying all around the entire Gulf of Mexico, getting into to Laura, and the center about right here, some of the convection off to the south of there. But notice it's over land. So the convection is over the water, and you got portions of it over the land, but the center is right over the water. And that's an important point, because if you're over the water, that could allow it to strengthen and then eventually get out into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's where we expect that strengthening. Let's look at the two forecasts. This is the brand new information that we have. Getting real close to the mouth of the Mississippi River here, 7 a.m. this morning. You can see the tropical storm force winds extending out from the center. So you can still get some of those gusty winds, even though that convection we were talking about is located further to the east. The forecast, 1 a.m. Tuesday, and this is 1 p.m. Tuesday, and moving along the Louisiana coast. So rainfall, gusty winds, and also you can still see some of that storm surge. Whenever you have that onshore flow, you can still pile up some of that water. So we still expect the maximum you can get at high tide in some of these areas, 2 to 4 feet from Lake Bourne, Ocean Springs through Lake Bourne, mouth of the river, even over to Morgan City. Some of these areas could see elevated water levels. So when you put that water in, how much can drain before we look at the next system, looking at Tropical Storm Laura eventually becoming Hurricane Laura as we get out into the Gulf of Mexico is what we're forecasting. And a pretty strong storm, because if you think, not a lot of wind shear, plenty of Gulf of Mexico, warm water. So we expect some significant strengthening as Laura moves away from Cuba and into the Gulf of Mexico. So we have to watch that real close. So let's look at the timing here. 2 p.m. on Tuesday, that's 2 p.m. on Wednesday. So by Tuesday into Wednesday, you start seeing the storm surge. We're going to start seeing some of those winds, start seeing some of those rain bands start to affect places on the upper Texas coast and into Louisiana. So the center, anywhere from those areas, from the upper Texas coast to central Louisiana, the center could be anywhere in there. And we're going to be looking at storm surge. And the other part of this, a lot of rain. And one important point, this is the combined rain for both Marco and Laura. So you start seeing some of that heavy rainfall associated with Marco. But then let's put Laura on top of that, and you get the rainfall through Louisiana, Texas, and look, it's not just coastal Arkansas into Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee. So even inland, watch out for these heavy rains. So that's been the latest update on Tropical Storm Marco and Tropical Storm Laura from right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.